First and 10, Ohio State at Iowa's 19. Now Heierman motioning from left to right. Braxton Miller gets the snap. Miller feeds it Carlos Hyde, right side to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Hyde still chugging his way. He goes backwards to the 10, forward to the 5, dives for the end zone. And Carlos Hyde gets 6 points.
We'll be going through a process with an outstanding coach in Tom Rathman, a veteran group of running backs, guys that have played in this league, great guys to watch and learn from, look up to. Couldn't be a better situation.
We now return to the KNBR Morning Show. Follow us on Twitter at KNBR. Now, here's Murph and Mac.
He's a second-round draft pick out of Ohio State. And even though his coach is a Michigan Wolverine, I'm sure he's pretty happy to be a 49er. We are delighted to welcome on the Ring Central guest line, Carlos Hyde, running back of the San Francisco 49ers. Carlos, I'm Brian Murphy. My partner here is Paul McCaffrey. We're the Murph and Mac Show. We do the 49ers flagship in the morning. Welcome to the Bay Area. How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, Carlos.
I'm doing great this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Are you down in Santa Clara working out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How's this California living treating you so far?
It's actually pretty good. You know, it's not like Florida. You know, this weather isn't where it's hot and humid. It's just hot here, so it's not so bad.
Well, you know what, though? It's usually not even this hot, though, Carlos. This is really rare. We're having, like, what you would call this a heat wave in the Bay Area. Usually it's going to cool off a little bit. You're going to like it even more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
All right, Carlos, let's talk about you and your career and everything. I love backgrounds on guys. So you even though you were born in Ohio, right, you went to high school in Florida, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And tell me about high school in Florida. I mean, in the last 20 years or so, man, Florida high school football has just gone through the roof. All the talent's coming out of there. How intense was your high school football competition?
I actually went to, you know, the high school that was you know, dominant in that area for high school football. So, when I moved down to Florida, I mean, I didn't know that when I was moving down there. But once I got down there, you know, and got into the high school and, I actually started playing high school ball my junior year. So, my first year playing, we won the state championship. My second year, my senior year, we made it to the state semifinals and then we lost though. So, I mean, high school football in Florida is huge, and it worked out great for me.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, to win a state championship at Naples High, that's a big deal. Now you get recruited. I see you're a four-star, second-best fullback in the country, and here comes the offers. Florida State, and Miami, and you figure, huh, that's pretty tempting, but you got the offer from Ohio State and chose Ohio State. Can you tell us, Carlos, why you chose Columbus, Ohio over those places?
My mom played a big part in my commitment. You know, being from Ohio, and my mom didn't really have a chance to come watch me play high school ball because I was all the way in Florida. So I thought I'd give her the opportunity to come watch me play college ball at Ohio State. And then again, it's the Ohio State University. So,
yeah, you do. And what a tradition you guys have now of churning out NFL players. You get to Ohio State, and I believe Jim Tressel was your first coach, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And tell me about the switch from Tressel over to Urban Meyer and how it was playing for Urban Meyer by the end of your career.
I got to play under Coach Tressel for a year, actually. I mean, that was a lot of fun playing under Coach Tressel and, you know, traditional offense, style formation and stuff. And then Coach Meyer came in my junior year. You know, that was a whole new offense. The spread, I didn't even think I would be able to, you know, be able to play in the spread. So, you know, I had some concerns in the back of my head, like maybe I should, you know, go to a different school or maybe I should just go ahead and just give it a try. I'm already here. So I said, what the heck, I'm just go with it, you know. I actually, like you said, I had an offer from Florida when Coach Meyer was the head coach at Florida, and I decided not to go to Florida because Coach Meyer then was running the spread. Because I didn't think I would be able to fit. And it's crazy how it worked out. He came to Ohio State. And the spread actually worked out great for me. You know, it was just like playing in our formation. We were still running power and zone all the time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We're talking to Carlos Hyde, 49er draft pick out of Ohio State on the Murph and Mac Show. And, Carlos, now, one of our buddies on the Niners now, offensive lineman Alex Boone, great offensive lineman, also a great dude. He does a radio show with us once a week during the season. I'm wondering, like, do you know Boone at all? Have you talked to him prior to coming in?
No, I don't know him. He's He's a little older than me. He was already gone from Ohio State. I haven't talked to him yet. I haven't seen him yet. So
can't miss him. He's a big boy.
Yeah, I'm sure once I see him, you know, we have the Ohio State talk. So
yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, have you even had any Michigan Ohio State jokes with your new head coach?
No, I haven't had any. I'm sure come November, there'll be some jokes.
Yeah, I'll say, because that's as intense a rivalry as there is in the country. So, Carlos, let's take us now. You have this great year. You're a third-team All-American, first-team All-Big Ten guy, 31 touchdowns in your last 2 years, and now comes the draft. And I'm just wondering, you know, it's obviously a huge pressure time, and you're trying to make your dream come true. Tell me about the process, you know, going to the combine and hearing from scouts and or agents. Was it nerve-wracking, or were you confident all the while? You know, tell me about that whole kind of leaving from the time you played your last game at Ohio State up till the draft, how you tried to cope through those stressful times.
I was getting tons of calls from agents. But I told every single one of them to contact me after the ball game because I wanted to focus on my last game and not worry about trying to figure out an agent right now. So I told them to contact me after the ball game and we can go from there. So that was one way I handled the agents. And then at the ball game, that's when it really started hitting off. And I found an agent a few days later after the ball game. I signed with Eugene Parker with Relativity Sports. And after that, then it was off to the combine. Well, it was off to Tampa to train to get ready for the combine. And that whole process was the longest process that I've been through. The whole point of just waiting for the draft, you know, after the combine, you like still waiting. It's just like a long time of just waiting. Mm-hmm. And but it actually was good though, going to the combine, you know, talking to the coaches there and, you know, showing them who Carlos Hyde is, not just Carlos Hyde on the field, you know, showing what type of person I am. Then after the combine, you know, I had hurt my hamstring at the combine, so they kind of like delayed me. So I was able to do a pro day, a second pro day on my own and run a 40 there and stuff. And then after the 40, I went down to Miami, Florida and trained with Pete Bomarito. And after that, I mean, it was just still waiting for the draft. So,
and then you got the
draft finally came.
Yeah, so the first round comes and goes in one night only. And to be a second-round draft pick in the NFL is a huge deal. Congratulations, dream come true. But you had to wait an extra day. How was that Thursday night into Friday morning? Were you stressed out or were you relaxed and at peace?
The first day, I was fine. I was with a bunch of my good friends. You know, we went out. What did we do? I forget what we did. We basically hung out. You know, try to stay away from watching ESPN and try to just focus on, you know, just having fun. You know, and just enjoying the moment. And then Friday came. Me and my family and a bunch of my friends, we went to a bowling alley and watched the draft.
Nice.
That one was kind of stressful. That Friday was kind of stressful.
Yeah,
I knew that that day I can be called, so that was kind of stressful.
Now, were you rolling ball? Were you rolling frames while waiting for the call? Actually, doing some bowling?
That's probably good for you.
Yeah, I was. I was bowling.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
I actually like towards the end, I got on a little hot streak. I was rolling some strikes.
Nice.
And then your cell phone buzzed, and it was Trent Baalke or Jim Harbaugh, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, I seen the number from California. I didn't know who it was. I was like, wait. I'm like, maybe this is it. So I answered the phone, and it was the Niners. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, finally got the call.
Well, have you heard from Frank Gore, another Florida guy? And because obviously everybody expects you to succeed him in the future. Have you guys talked yet?
No, we haven't really talked much yet. When I was working out down in Miami, Frank actually was working out the same spot I was. You know, I was able to introduce myself to him then, you know, talk to him a little bit there. I had no clue that I would be able, I mean, that I had a chance to play with him. So, I mean, that's pretty sweet, though, to have the opportunity to play with Frank Gore. You know, he's a legend.
Hey, it's really great to hear your story, Carlos. I love the fact you were bowling when you got drafted. But last question is, the other guy who got drafted in the third round is Chris Borland out of Wisconsin, and you guys have met on the field before. So, and there's some YouTube highlights and you guys hitting each other, and you must have smiled when you saw that he's going to be your teammate, huh?
Yeah, you know, we, you know, Ohio State and Wisconsin, that's kind of like a rival game also. So, but, you know, that's in the past, and we're both on the same team, and we're here to help out San Francisco win the championship.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get to know you again during the training camps, and as a run-up to the season, you get to play in that beautiful new stadium. You have Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback. This team's looking for a Super Bowl, Carlos, so you went to the right place, man. We have appreciated getting to know you on the Murph and Max Show, and we'll see you again this summer when training camp starts, all right?
All right, sounds good.